We were kicked out from our university on date 21 December, and we came to the embassy because we have nowhere to know, because the government came here last time and signed an agreement, the memorandum of understanding, promised the government of Zimbabwe that by the end of August last year, they will clear all the areas and pay the tuition fees and accommodation for the students in Zimbabwe. There are 148 students in Zimbabwe. Then, unfortunately, the government did not clear the areas and they did not send the message back to the government of Zimbabwe. And there was a change that happened in Zimbabwe here. The Minister of Education by that time was seen, and they appointed the new minister. So they kicked out from the universities, especially NAS, National University of Science and Technology, and the student from Harare Institute of Technology. So we came and here to the embassy and take us here for about 2 weeks, and we sent our message to the government in Juba, to Undersecretary, and even the head of mission, the ambassador, sent the message to Juba, telling them the universities where the South Sudanese registered kicked out all the students studying in various universities due to the same memorandum of understanding. So by then, our number is really big. We did not actually decide to close down the embassy, but our being in the embassy, we sleep in the office, others sleep outside and in the kitchen. That is how the working of the embassy stops. The embassy was closed because of the huge number of students who came in the embassy.
So can you tell us as to where are the students now and how many are they now?
All the students studying in Zimbabwe, but the students from two universities are affected. The students from Harare Institute of Technology and National University of Science and Technology. And currently, there are 32 students which are camped in the embassy, the South Sudanese Embassy to Zimbabwe. They are now in the embassy, right now as we are speaking. And 25 students of Harare Institute of Technology, they are around the... They had somewhere to sleep. They did not, because we have only two bedrooms and one kitchen, so we can be accommodated on the embassy, all of us. So we do not fit to be staying here. We have 32 currently, around 57 students who are kicked out from two universities. But the other students, we don't know when their administration will kick them out from the university again.
Okay, now the 32 who are in the embassy, is the embassy now operating or the embassy has gone closed?
The embassy is not operating. The embassy was operating for the past 2 weeks, but the said weeks, they are no longer operating. We have been communicating through the Arkana, letting them, the head of mission went to South Sudan and explained our case, but there was no response. So the student decided to stay in the embassy and they stay at their houses until the response from the government in South Sudan.
But do you think that this is an alternative or a solution to your problem?
We have no choice. We did not decide to come to the embassy. But when our universities give us the letter, we were given a letter saying that unless the government of South Sudan pay the areas and tuition fees, all the areas, tuition fees, accommodation, and feeding allowances, that is only the time you will be allowed to come back to the university. Then they get out that letter. One was addressed to the educational attaché here in Zimbabwe, and the other letter was given to us. So they put us out that day, and we came to the embassy. So we have been here for the last 3 weeks.
There was no food and all this. How are the students surviving? How are they taking on with their feeding system in the embassy while the officials are not there and you don't have any contacts to get your food? How are you surviving?
Oh, the past week when we came here, the statutory staff working in the embassy, they contribute and gave us 340, the 32 students who are camped in the embassy, $340 for the past week. And the other 25 students who are not here in the embassy, they get them 360. We put that week using that, and the second week the Sudanese who are in abroad send us 1,000. So we divide that 1,000 by 57 students. Each of us got $20, and the price. So that is what keep us for 3 weeks and up to now. And I don't know, and there is no telling of what we will eat tomorrow and next tomorrow.